We continue with Mishnah Berurah on the Yom Hilchos Shabbos Siman Shin Lamed Tes Siv Dalet. Says the Mechaber, Ein Dunin, you're not allowed to judge on Shabbos, which obviously does not mean judging outside of a basin. It means in a basin you're not allowed to do any judging. The Mishnah Berurah says, even Dinei Mamonos, and the reason is because we're afraid that you might come to write, so it is an Isser Durabanan, it is because of a Gzeira. It says the Mishnah Berurah, you're also not allowed to accept different people's arguments regarding a judgment for the same reason that you might come to write those down as well. The Ramah comments, you're also not allowed to put someone in jail so that he will not run away. If he is supposed to be judged, you cannot place him in jail in order to prevent him from running away. And you also can't hit him, meaning you can't punish him with malkos, because that's included in judgment. And if he runs away, there's nothing we can do about it. The Mishnah Berurah says that, quotes Yerushalmi, that the pasuk says, "Lo sevaru esh b'chol moshav seichem," you're not allowed to light a fire on Shabbos, and the Yerushalmi learns from that that a Beis Din is not allowed to judge on Shabbos, meaning they're not allowed to make the fire which they would use in order to do Misa's Beis Din on Shabbos. And the Yerushalmi applies this to all punishments. You are not allowed to mete out any punishments on Shabbos. And the Sefer Chinuch says this is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted Shabbos to be a day of rest for everyone, even the sinners. And there are some who interestingly extend this. A believer of Nevinsol extends this to not punishing children on Shabbos as well, because even for children, Shabbos is supposed to be a day of rest. In terms of the person running away, when he is supposed to be punished, the Mishnah Berurah says that we do not include in this someone who's running away in order to be ma'agin their wife, that we would be allowed to hold back and prevent him from running away. The Mechaber continues, V'lo Mekadshin, we also do not perform Kiddushin on Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah says, once again, it's Gzeira, it's Aser Durabanan, because you might come to right. Not because it is like you are performing a kinyan on Shabbos, because Kiddushin without chuppah, says the Mishnah Berurah, is not actually a kinyan for Yerusha and their Metziyas and the Ma'aseh Adayim, etc. So therefore it is not considered Aser Mishum kinyan, but rather just Aser because Gzeir Shema Yichtov. The Ramah comments, V'yesh matirin l'kadesh hecha de'en lo isha ubanim. There are some who permit one to perform Kiddushin on Shabbos if they do not have a wife and kids currently. The Efshur, who had in Knesa l'chuppah shari, maybe doing chuppah also would be permissible. Even though we don't paskin like this yesh matirin, we would rely on it in a case of need. Gam ki gadol kavod obrios, because also we know that we are matir sur derbanan for kavod obrios, for the respect of other people. For example, if you're in a situation where you were unable to set up the dowry in time before Shabbos, since they have already set everything up, they've paid the money for the suda and everything, and it's an embarrassment for the chasan and kala to have to wait, so therefore we could rely on this shita b'shasad chak. But it's better not to come to such a situation. The Mishnah Berurah says, from the Chayei Adam, that we shouldn't be makil like this yesh matirin unless you have all three requirements. He has not yet performed pruvu. There is a tremendous loss of money because you have already paid for the suda, etc., and it'll have to be thrown away if you don't have it now, and it is embarrassment to the chasan and kala. But otherwise, one should not rely on this opinion. And this is the reason the Mishnah Berurah says that we don't make weddings on Erev Shabbos, because we're afraid that something will happen and you'll end up coming into Shabbos and it'll be a problem, since we say that ideally you're not supposed to perform Kiddushin on Shabbos.